Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Mackle College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Hi, my name is I'm Anne Lake. I'm a member of the Brad Pitt Light Orchestra and Choke Comedy Improv. And I also used to work with Impact Theatre Company in Limerick City when it had its own venue in the Crescent. Well, I studied arts in Mary I. I did philosophy and media studies. And it was a time, well, I suppose doing an arts degree does allow you time to pursue a lot of stuff as well as, you know, do your exams and studies. And while I was in college, I did a play with Dramsock, I did Factory Girls, and also I got involved with Impact Theatre Company while I was in college and did plays. As well as that, I also attended Limerick Youth Theatre. I kind of had time to do that, and obviously Mary I is in the city as well, so it was handy. You know what I mean? It was easy to get to all these places because they were all in the city centre, you know? First year I did English and Heritage Studies along with Philosophy and Media Studies, and it just worked out that Heritage Studies was only a one-year module, and English was great, but I just couldn't keep up with the reading that was required. Mm-hmm. And I found Philosophy, the analysis, kind of suited me, so I really enjoyed that. And I stayed with it, despite the fact my father was lecturing me as well. That's what I had to deal with, I suppose, to do the subject. But it was that was great fun. And media as well was great because, you know, there was an opportunity to make kind of TV news pieces and documentaries and, you know, radio shows and that. I was also involved in Wired. I did research on an arts program when I was there as well. So. As a college, I found that the courses were very. I liked the continuous assessment. Not many of my friends, you know, the university seemed to be doing continuous assessment, and it really suited me, the idea of doing, you know, finite project being marked as you went along, rather than, you know, in June you have to be asked questions about stuff you're doing in September or the year before. You know, I just that really appealed to me. It was much smaller than it is now, and I suppose, and it was kind of going through a transition period, because I would have studied from 97 to 2001, so a lot of the buildings that are part of the campus now just weren't there. Mm-hmm. And Wired was in a different part of the building. It was up in a little library top room. Yeah, so I suppose at the time it was a lot smaller. So. I suppose as regards the university experience, it was very different to what anyone I knew had, because, I mean, lecturers knew your name, you know, it was very intimate, which is lovely, and then I suppose the other part of it was, you know, lecturers knew your name. I think I really enjoyed making the documentary. That was just really good fun, and it ended up as a very good piece of work. That was good. Well, I made a lot of friends that I still have and I still meet up with, and that, so that's kind of a general thing. I do remember a funny kind of anecdotal thing. I was in first year, and it was a big celebration of 200 years of the college. I hope I'm right on that. This was a long time ago, and they needed, you know, kind of a lighting of a flame, and they needed this, you know, someone to dress up as basically like a student of 200 years, 50 years ago, whatever, and walked down the steps with a torch to a child who went and lit us, you know, and the past and the present and the future and the children, you know. And that was fun. So I had to do that. I did that dressed in black gown, and I came down the steps, and my biggest fear was just tripping. My horror. But it people said it looked good. And then, of course, I was slightly miffed when this book came out called Lighting the Torch or something, like, you know, and the picture of the child lighting the flame, and I was like just beside him, but they just cut it off. I missed being on the front of the book. I told you I left Mary I in 2001. Well, at the moment I'm doing a lot of things at the moment. I've been doing play. I've kind of moved into directing and writing for theatre. As well, I did do some performances recently. I'm based in Galway with a theatre company called Fregoli Theatre Company. I perform frequently with Choke Comedy Improv, which is a comedy, it's like Who Signs It Anyway? And they perform in Limerick and all around the country as well. We were in the Electric Picnic last weekend, and looking that we're going to be part of the Galway Comedy Festival this year as well. That was something I set up with a number of other people. We all trained together and got it going. And then I'm taking most of my time at the moment is being a singer with the Brad Pitt Light Orchestra, which is a band that has just released an album actually today, 10th September 2010. We're launching it in Dolan's Warehouse, so that's my big focus, especially today. But that, and how did I come to be in that? That was to do with family members involved. Actually, we all grew up playing music, and I'm in the band with two of my brothers. And actually tonight, my sister plays cello, and she's going to join. She lives in Scotland, but she's on the record playing cello, and she's actually, because she's in Ireland tonight, she is going to join us on special night. Yeah. Well, I see with Impact, we ran a little venue for 3 years and we put on work. And I think, a lot of the people in that have gone on to create a lot more work with other companies. And also, I think it was kind of an inspiration, encouragement to another theatre company called Bottom Dog, who now have their own, who are running a venue in town with the Loch Theatre called The Loft. You know, and it's, and some Limerick audiences are used to being in a small little, like, we kind of, you know, champion that intimate venue idea, you know. I think the comedy improvisation, there's only about 4 or 5 troops in the country. So for Limerick to have one of them is pretty exciting, mm-hmm. you know. And it's still something that people don't really know what it is. So, which is, you know, it's difficult in a way because people don't know what to expect. But then, I just think it's, you know, it's always good to have something that's an individual appeal. It's only really Cork and Dublin. Dublin has a number, Cork has one, and Limerick has one. So I think that makes a difference for the identity of the city. And I just think people should be encouraged to perform and create. I have been encouraged by what other people do. And so I'd like to think that people come and see me sing or act or see something I've written, they're like, oh, she's from Limerick. She's not, you know. That's encouraging, you know, no, arts are made up of people, and that's who they are for. Well, especially in a city like Limerick, I'd find out who's doing what, and I'd go talk to them, and I'd get advice. And I know that's not like, get advice. My advice is get advice. You have your own passion and energy, and that's brilliant, but you can save so much time and avoid mistakes. And mistakes, just all they do is they waste your time and your energy. So it means that you might run out of steam or you might get disillusioned. I would just say find out how to go about stuff. Do you know, really take advice from the people who were there. Like, you've got Bottom Dog Theatre Company, you've got... if you're interested in comedy improv, come to a gig. Come and ask us about... You know, like, get workshops from people, get trained, get advice, and bring the passion and energy and creativity you have. Like, and decide what you want to do, and then find out how to do it. I wish someone had said that to me years ago, because I did spend a lot of time kind of throwing stuff into the wind, you know. What you want to be doing is building, you know, mm-hmm. and people are everything. The people you work with are everything. So, you know, choose your people well, and find out from those who've been there, you know, how to best use your time and your energy.
This programme was produced by Wide FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wide FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.